blade does not become strong. It does not become tempered until it's been through the fire. And it's hot and it melts you down and you're uncomfortable. And you're gonna say, what, am I done yet? Am I a sword for the ages? No. No, you're not. You're not done yet.
Without a test, there's no testimony. The struggle of coming back is beautiful, that struggle. It doesn't appear like it's beautiful while you're going through it, but it's just being tested. Life tests you. Sometimes life annihilates you. But eventually, if you don't quit, it'll be merciful to you.
Man, the beauty of being someone who has to go through struggle, because you get that. If there's no struggle, then it's nothing. There's no journey. There's no journey. You know, you get to make that magic, man. You get to be the story.
I know of no better life purpose than to perish in attempting the great and impossible. The fact that something seems impossible shouldn't be a reason to not pursue it. That's exactly what makes it worth pursuing. Where would the courage and greatness be if success was certain and there was no risk? The only true failure is shrinking away from life's challenges.
Winners, the difference between them and the spectators is the winners have a belief that overrides the crowd's disbelief every single time. Their belief is so strong, even though they hit failure, they get knocked on the ass, they're finding intestinal fortitude to stand back up again, face that same challenge, learning from the previous mistakes, and make it happen.
People always say, man, how do you handle failure, man? I fail a lot, dude. I fail all the time. They go, how do you handle it? But I don't look at failure as failure. I look at failure as your first, second, third, fourth, fifth attempt. I look at them as attempts. I don't look at anything as failure. Because when you're going to try to do something, not trying is failure.
What you want doesn't make you happy. What makes you happy is who you become in pursuit of those goals. So the growth, the progress, even if you don't achieve it yet, but you start losing weight, or you start building muscle, or you start making your relationship better, or you start to build a business, the building, the progress is what makes you feel alive, because we're all made to either grow or die.
Other than death, all failure is psychological. Other than death, all failure is psychological. Think about that. This failure, this upset, this catastrophe, if you aren't dead, then it's just psychological. It's in your head.
It's okay to go through something or have a bad stretch of something or be in a stuck place, because that's not going to last forever. A bad week ain't going to last. A bad month ain't going to last. It's just, as long as you're working on yourself and you're trying to better yourself in those moments, it's okay to not be okay, to be okay.
The problem is when people fall into that dark hole, they think that defines them. But it doesn't.
Right.
It doesn't define you. It's just you right now. You could be totally different tomorrow. You're a human being, you can think, you can adjust. That's sometimes all you need to do and decide, this is what I do from now on. I have good days.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's going to be another good day, and then I'm going to force myself into another good day. And the next thing you know, I've got some momentum.
Right.
You got some momentum, you can change everything.
It doesn't matter where you are in life. It really doesn't. Because the great thing about life is it's always your next move. Your next move that counts. No matter where you are, you could be, look, I was dead broke, my electric bill was being shut off, and there were people even like worse off than I was. It doesn't matter. You could change your life if you want to. It's always your next decision.
What you did back there ain't got nothing to do with what God got for you. What you did back there was learn the lessons to get you to where you are at this particular moment right here. Listen to me, man. You have a great life in front of you. But your great life is in front of you. It's not behind you.
You can't let the past burn you twice, right? Which is like, if you failed in the past, if you project that failure into the present, then that past failure continues to repeat itself by you not even trying. It's like if we're looking at a kid who's walking, right, and they fall, we're not like, I think it's just going to be a crawler. You say so much worse things to yourself when it's like, if you failed, so what? It's like, it's a process. You're going to learn to walk, and you'll learn to walk eventually as long as you don't stop.
You can't wait for everything to be okay to live your life.
that's a lesson that people need to hear and learn. Everybody just wants to be comfortable. You can't just wait for things to get perfect. You just go out and do stuff.
There are times in life when you're going through a hard time and you think you're going through a test. That's not the test. The test is, how do you go through the hard time? How do you handle that failure? What do you do when you fail the test? That is the test.
I'm a warrior, period. There's a lot of guys that have been in a lot more combat than me. A warrior is not always that. A warrior is a mother says, hey, I'm here again today. I'm here again tomorrow. I'm gonna be here the next day. I'm 50 years old, I'm still f***ing after it. It's a person that puts no limit on what's possible.
There's no losing, only learning. There's no failure, only opportunities. And there's no problems, only solutions. Failure is the mother of all success. If it wasn't for Michael Jordan getting cut from his ninth grade basketball team, he wouldn't have became Michael Jordan. All they can do is learn and come back bigger, better, stronger, because all it's going to do is lead you in the right direction. If you're always winning, then you don't really understand what it is to win. You got to take those losses. You got to take those hits. There's got to be the valleys, the peaks, the ups, the downs, in order for you to, when it does happen, you go, wow, you know, this is what it's all about.
Suffering is the true test of life. In times of suffering, what we do is we forget how hard we really are. I'm not the kid that was called, I'm not the scared kid. This is who I am. I said to myself, who on this earth would still be going right now? You are. You are.
Your questions will be figured out. When you hit the rock bottom, when you fail and you hit the pavement, you'll learn to catch yourself. That's a lesson you never forget. Stop trying to learn from everybody else. Believe in yourself as enough of a reason to transform into something great.
It's pretty easy sometimes to feel beaten. But let me tell you, that doesn't mean give up. These challenges that you face, let their demands and their trials make you stronger. Let the adversity you face today turn you into a better person tomorrow.
Be the guy who embraces the ugly, the miserable. Be the guy who embraces hard work, the grind. Don't be afraid of being hurt. Don't be afraid of sacrificing some blood, you know? You should want this fight to be miserable. You should want this to hurt. Be the guy who thrives in that.
I know this life gets challenging, and I know times get hard, and things get emotional, but keep striving. There are people out there that want to see you do well.
Football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.